Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Only Luke.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Demas has deserted me for love of this life and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark to come and bring him with you. I find him a useful helper in my work. I have sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus in Troas, and the scrolls, especially the parchment ones. Alexander the coppersmith has done me a lot of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. Be on your guard against him yourself, because he has been bitterly contesting everything that we say. The first time I had to present my defense, there was not a single witness to support me. Every one of them deserted me. May they not be held accountable for it. But the Lord stood by me and gave me power, so that through me the whole message might be proclaimed for all the pagans to hear. The word of the Lord. Well, no fewer than 8 individuals are named here. And incidentally, I know that not every name is pronounced the same by everybody. So please be tolerant if you say some of them differently from me. Anyway, there's no problem with the most important figure here, Luke, whose feast we're celebrating today. And look at what Paul has to say about the other 7. 3 of them have gone off, it seems, of their own accord. One has been sent away, one is being summoned, and one has been keeping Paul's cloak for him. And the last, Alexander, is presented in an entirely negative light. So, given that context, what do we learn about Luke? Well, he's faithful to Paul, and he's valuable enough that he's not being sent off somewhere else. In fact, we know from some of Paul's other letters that these two men were close friends. In Colossians, Paul calls him the beloved physician, and in Philemon, he's referred to as a fellow worker. There's actually considerable doubt about whether this is the same Luke who wrote the Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. Although the introduction to the Synoptic Gospels in the Jerusalem Bible suggests that he was the same man. But what matters to us on this feast day is that the church treats Paul's friend and the author of the Gospel as one and the same, and that Paul's tribute to him in today's first reading, in just 5 words, gives us the impression of fidelity and of constant collaboration. And those are 2 qualities that any one of us would be proud to have recognized by our own friends. It's true that Paul says that every one of his supporters deserted him at his first trial. But this may be just the sort of exaggeration that everybody uses sometimes. Nobody understands me. Nobody at work does anything to help me. Nobody in the parish. Nobody in my fraternity, etc., etc. It's the sort of generalization that is the fruit of a moment of deep discouragement. And it seems fair to suggest that Paul, overstating his isolation, is perhaps just saying that Luke wasn't there at that particular moment, not suggesting that Luke had run away from him. In any case, At the beginning of the reading, those five words, "only Luke is with me," give a very positive impression of Luke, especially if you consider the context, the list of people who've been much less reliable. And just a word about Luke's Gospel, which begins with the enchanting account of the birth of John the Baptist, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Magnificat, the Benedictus, and the Nativity of Jesus. If Luke had never written another word, we would still be in his debt for those 100 or so verses in the first two chapters of his Gospel. So, very, very specially, thank you, God, for giving us this incomparable writer. Saint Luke, pray for us.